إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا شبيه له، ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا، بلغ الأمانة بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم القائل في محكم كتابه: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. إخوة الإيمان، في هاتين الآيتين الترغيب بقليل الخير وكثيره، والتحذير من قليل الشر وكثيره. In this ayah I mentioned in Surah Al-Zalzala, it means the one who will do the weight of an atom of good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will reward him. And the one who will do an atom's weight, yani little bit of haram, Allah Ta'ala will torture him. If he died, of course, without tawbah, that is. And in this ayah, it's an indication, an encouragement to do the good deeds, even if it is little or a lot. And a warning from doing the sins, whether it was a small amount of sins or a lot. فحري بنا ونحن في شهر شعبان أن نقبل على الخيرات والطاعات. So we ought to take advantage while being in the blessed month of شعبان, to take advantage of our time and to come towards the good deeds and the obedience to Allah سبحانه. وقد ورد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في ليلة النصف من شعبان، قال: إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا نهارها، رواه ابن ماجه وغيره. وفيه أنه قال: فإن الله تعالى يقول: ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له، ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه، ألا مبتلا فأعافيه، ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر. So the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was narrated that he said, if you encounter the 15th night of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, which is the mid of Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban, then stay up its night in Qiyam, doing the optional prayers and dhikr, and fast the following day. Because the night is prior to the day, Islamically. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling you to stay up the night doing the prayers, the optional sunnah prayers and dhikr, and then to fast the next day, which is the 15th day of Sha'ban. And this is narrated by Ibn Majah. And in it he said, because Allah Ta'ala will forgive for whoever is seeking forgiveness, He will provide rizq for whoever is seeking provision, asking for rizq, making dua for rizq. He will cure whoever is ill on that night, and whoever is asking for other things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill their needs until fajr. Subhanallah. So that night is a special night. From the time of sunset, that's when the night starts, until sunset, until sunrise. Until Fajr, until the beginning of Fajr, that is when that is a special time when the person should be performing prayers besides his obligation, performing optional prayers, doing a lot of dhikr, making istighfar, making dua, attending circles of knowledge, and in the next day to follow it with fasting. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, to stay up the night in doing optional prayers and to fast the next day, then we will disregard any fear from some ignorant people who will say it is bid'ah to make the middle of Sha'ban a special day. Some people will tell you this is bid'ah, the Prophet didn't do it, the Sahaba didn't do it, so you cannot pray extra prayers, you cannot fast on the middle of Sha'ban. These people are jahil, they are ignorant. If the Prophet is saying this, they are saying other than that, then they are ignorant. So we will disregard what they say, and in fact we will warn from them. فأيها الأحبة النصف من شعبان ليلة مباركة عظيمة وهي ليلة تذكرنا باقتراب خير الشهور. It's a night, it's a special night. We're not talking about Ramadan yet. We're talking about the 15th night of Sha'ban. Sha'ban is the month that comes before Ramadan. It is a special night, a great night, and it reminds us for Ramadan. Reminds us of Ramadan, prepares us for Ramadan. The Ramadan is the month where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وقد أرشدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما ينبغي للمؤمن أن يفعله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم guided us to what to do on that night. It's a special night. That night is a special night. And the month of Ramadan is a special month, of course, because that's the night when Jibreel was ordered to copy down Al-Quran. And then it was later on after that it was copied for during Ramadan, and then later on it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the years. So in Sha'ban, what do you do on that 15th night? What should you do at night? You should make du'a. You should ask Allah for forgiveness. Make a lot of istighfar. Do a lot of optional prayers. Do a lot of dhikr. Focus on yourself. Focus on doing good deeds that you will earn for yourself. And on the day you should fast, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged us to do. وَقَدْ مَدَحَ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ فِي الْأَسْحَارِ. Allah Ta'ala praised those who make istighfar after midnight. Allah Ta'ala said, الصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. This is praising the people who are patient, the people who are truthful, always honest, telling the truth, the people who are very obedient, and the people who are donating. They donate and they spend for the sake of Allah from their money and wealth. And those who make istighfar past the midnight. That is, if you wake up in the middle of the night and make istighfar, that is something special. Especially the last third of the night, right before Fajr. If you wake up at that time and make istighfar asking Allah to forgive you multiple times, there are a lot of benefits for that and a lot of hidden secrets for that time, the last third of the night. فَحَرِيٌّ بِنَا أَن نَهْتَمَّ بِهَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ وَنَشْغَلَهَا بِالطَّاعَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ وَالْخَيْرَاتِ وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا أن يغفر لنا الزلات وقد قال رب العزة في كتابه الكريم ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا أي لا تنس نصيبك لآخرتك من دنياك. بعض الناس يظن أنه لا تنس نصيبك في من الدنيا أي جمع المال وجهز ما تستطيع في هذه الدنيا. خطأ. إنما لا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا لآخرتك بالتحضير والتزود منها للآخرة. فمن تزود لآخرته من هذه الدنيا فهو المتزود، ومن فاته التزود للآخرة من هذه الدنيا فقد فاته التزود. وقد قال الله تعالى وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. So two ayahs I mentioned, some people misunderstand the first one. They think it means don't forget to take advantage of your lifetime here in this dunya and collect a lot of money. That's what they think it meant. Rather, it means do not forget to prepare and take advantage of your time in this dunya for your akhirah. What do you prepare for your akhirah? Good deeds, obedience, something good that will benefit you when you are admitted to that grave and you are alone in that grave, is your money going to help you, having your cash beside you or your property? No. What will help you is the sadaqah that you gave for the sake of Allah. When you forget about it, Allah Ta'ala does not forget. If you gave a sadaqah $5,000 today, it will take you a few days, you will forget it. That's it. But it is stored for you, and you will see the benefit of it, the result of that sadaqah, when you are in the grave, and when you are in Al-Jannah. That's when the reward will appear, inshallah. So that's how you prepare for the akhirah, by donating for the sake of Allah, by making your obligatory prayers for the sake of Allah, by doing the optional good deeds for the sake of Allah, by taking advantage of your spare time, of your health, your youth, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, making it for a good cause. That is tazawud. That is preparation. If you are among those who prepare, then you are the one who took the advantage. And if you haven't, then you missed out on this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala urged us to take. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي أَخْبَارِ مَكَّةِ لِلْفَاكِهِيِّ أَنَّ أَهْلَ مَكَّةِ كَانُوا إِذَا أَتَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ خَرَجَ عَامَّةُ رِجَالِهِمْ وَنِسَائِهِمْ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Listen, Al-Fakihi is narrating, what did the Sahaba do, or the people of Mecca do, when the middle of Sha'ban, the mid of Sha'ban comes? Because some people will tell you, it's not a special night. The ignorant ones, they might say that. Tell him, listen, Al-Fakihi narrates that the people of Mecca, whenever the middle night, the 15th night of Sha'ban approaches or comes, they all go, men and women, to the masjids. To do what? They would pray. They would do tawaf around the Kaaba. We're talking about in Mecca. They would do circulating the Kaaba. They would stay up the night until the morning in doing optional good deeds. And I believe a lot of the Muslim countries, they still do that until today. So they will stay up the night reading the Quran until they complete the whole Quran, reading it in that night. فَإِذَا كَانُوا يُصَلُّونَ وَيَطُوفُونَ وَيُحْيُونَ لَيْلَتَهُمْ بِالْقِرَاءَةِ حَتَّى الصَّبَاحَ حَتَّى يَخْتِمُ الْقُرْآنَ كُلَّهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَانَ يُصَلِّي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ 100 رَكْعَةً وَيَقْرَأْ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ بِالْحَمْدِ وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ عَشَرَاتِ الْمَرَّاتِ وَأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَأْخُذُونَ مِنْ مَاءِ زَمْزَمَ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةَ فَيَشْرَبُونَهُ وَيَغْتَسِلُونَ بِهِ وَيُخَبِّئُونَهُ عِنْدَهُمْ للمرضى يبتغون البركة بذلك في هذه الليلة المباركة. So they used to also, besides praying, reading Quran, some of them would pray 100 rak'ah of the optional prayers, just sunnah prayers, spending the whole night 100 rak'ah praying, 100 cycles. And they would read in each rak'ah the Fatiha, قل هو الله أحد, many times, tens of times, or 11 times or more. And they used to take from the water of Zamzam on that night, especially that night, they would drink from it, bathe with it, and they would hide the rest for their ill ones, hoping that Allah Ta'ala would cure them with this blessed holy water, which is the water of Zamzam. That's what the people of Mecca used to do. So what are we going to do? At least let's put some effort in doing something good, inshallah. Now, pay attention. لِيُعْلَمْ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ أَنَّ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ ليست الليلة التي قال فيها فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. This is an ayah in Al-Quran in Surah Al-Dukhan. Some people, they think that this is the night where a special thing will happen. They think it is of course a special night. But this ayah is talking about the Laylatul Qadr. But some people, it became popular amongst the laymen that this night, the middle of Sha'ban, is the night when Allah Ta'ala will give some of the knowledge of the upcoming year to the angels of what's going to happen for the people. It is not that night. It is the night of Al-Qadr. So this ayah refers to the night of Qadr. Keep that in mind. وَإِنْ كَانَ شَعَى عِنْدَ بَعْضِ الْعَوَامِ أَنَّ هَذِهِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ أَوْ لَيْلَةُ نِصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَهَذَا غَيْرُ صَحِيحِ إِنَّمَا هِيَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ الصَّوَابِ أن تلك الليلة التي يفرق فيها كل أمر حكيم هي ليلة القدر ومعنى ذلك أن معنى الآية أن الله يطلع بعض ملائكته في هذه الليلة يعني ليلة القدر على تفاصيل ما يحدث في هذه الليلة إلى مثلها من العام المقبل من يموت من يحيى من يلد من يرزق هذه الأمور تفرق في تلك الليلة سبحان الله. So actually this ayah is talking about the night of Al-Qadr which happens in Ramadan, the Laylatul Qadr. And on Laylatul Qadr, what happens is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives some of the knowledge to the angels of what is going to happen from beginning from that night until the next year, the same night, until the next Laylatul Qadr. So a full year of events, what will happen to the people, who will live, who will die, who will be given rizq, and so on. This kind of ghaib, partial ghaib, will be given to the angels for 1 year only. Subhanallah. ومما ينبغي التنبيه إليه أيضا دعاء غير ثابت اعتاد بعض الناس على قوله في هذه الليلة. Also, I want to draw your attention to something that some people on that night, they became to take a habit to say a dua. This dua is not confirmed neither from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor from the Sahaba, and it has mistakes. It has wrong beliefs in it. So it wasn't confirmed. So why do you say it? People, sometimes they imitate. They don't authenticate. You need to authenticate before you imitate. So they say in it, Allahumma in kunta, they say, yaqulun, Allahumma in kunta katabtani indaka fi ummi al-kitabi mahruman, aw matrudan, aw muqattaran alayya fi rizq, famhu Allahumma bifadlika shakawati wa hirmani wa tardi wa iqtara rizqi. هذا الكلام لا يليق. فهذا اللفظ روية بعضه عن عمر وابن مسعود ومجاهد ولم يثبت منه شيء كما قال الإمام البيهقي. It was narrated that they said this, but it was not authenticated and it's not verified. It is not confirmed that they said it. So it is not true because it has wrong beliefs. I will explain. That's what Imam al-Bayhaqi رضي الله عنه said. ولم يرد منه شيء من كلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Add to that nothing was reported from this dua from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Look at the importance of knowledge. If we didn't learn this from our shaykhs, from our teachers, we would have been repeating this dua just like everybody does. Somebody will send it to you on WhatsApp, Facebook, or email. You start saying this dua. But then you learn the knowledge and you notice that you cannot say this dua, although it sounds to you nice, but it has wrong beliefs. Then you'll avoid it and you tell people, don't say this dua, it's not even true, and it's wrong dua. You know what this dua means? They say in it, oh Allah, if you had willed that I will be poor or miserable in life, please change your will and make me better than that. A'udhu billah. This is why you cannot say that. You cannot say, oh Allah, change, make a change in your will and make me something else. If Allah willed for something to be, it shall be without any change. If He willed for it to be, it will be. If He did not will for it to be, it will not be. You can say, oh Allah, make me happy, oh Allah, make me rich, oh Allah, in a halal way, oh Allah Ta'ala, make me guided, and so on, that's fine. But to say, if you had willed for me to be such and such, change your will, this is wrong. You cannot ask Allah to change His will, because Allah does not change. Allah la yataghayyar. هذا المعنى فاسد. فيه معنى فاسد منافيا للدين يفهم منه أن الله يغير مشيئته والذي يعتقد أن الله يغير مشيئته فقد فسدت عقيدته وكفر بالله العظيم كما قال الإمام أبو حنيفة. Because, why it's wrong and you cannot say it? Because it pertains asking Allah to change himself or to change his will. And the one who believes that Allah changes or his will changes, then he contradicted the Quran and the religion, and this is kufr, blasphemy. It renders him as a non-Muslim. He needs to take the shahadatayn. As said by Imam Abu Hanifa, we will tell you, inshallah, where he mentioned that. لأن من أصول عقائد الإسلام اعتقاد أن مشيئة الله لا تتغير. It is from the essentials of beliefs, the fundamentals of aqidah, to believe that Allah and His will do not change. You change. You are born as a young baby, then you grow older and older, your knowledge is developing, you are getting more brighter and more mature, and then you get older and older, and then you die. This is change. Allah Ta'ala, it's impossible for Him to have a change. He does not change. We change. So that's why we say, Subhanallah alladhi yughayyir wa la yataghayyir. Glory to Allah, the one who makes changes in the creations, but he does not change. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فمشيئة الله لا تتغير لأن تغير المشيئة دليل الحدوث. When Allah's will does not change because whoever changes is a sign he is created. Who makes you change from younger to older? Someone. It is Allah Azza wa Jal. So you are in need for someone to make that change to you. If Allah was the same, then he would be like us and he would have needed someone to change him. And that is impossible. Cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي يوصف بتغير المشيئة لا بد أن يكون حادثا مخلوقا والحدوث ينافي الألوهية. And being developing and change contradicts Godhood. Does not fit Godhood. Does not befit the attributes of Godhood, which are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالله تعالى شاء بمشيئته الأزلية كلما يحدث في هذا العالم من غير أن تتغير مشيئته بدعاء ولا صدقة ولا صلة رحم. So Allah Ta'ala willed for things. You don't know what's going to happen in your future, do you? We don't. But Allah knows. What's going to happen to you tomorrow? You don't know. I don't know. Allah knows. How long you're going to live? Allah knows. You don't. How much rizq you're going to have, how many breaths you will have, how your grave will be, how many children you're going to have. Allahu a'lam. Allah only knows. We don't. So Allah willed for your life to be the way it is going to be. You will live according to the way Allah willed for you to live. And that will of Allah will not change, neither by a dua, nor a sadaqah, nor by good deeds such as connecting your relatives, visiting your kin, your relatives. It will not. Allah's will not change. Okay? Because Allah does not change your and His will does not change. But there is something that Allah Ta'ala willed before you were probably even born, before you were born, that if such and such at one point of time was sick and was to give sadaqah, Allah had willed eternally that if he was to give sadaqah with the niyyah to be cured, then Allah Ta'ala will cure him because of his sadaqah. Or if he made dua, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his need because of that dua and such from the good deeds. Then that is written already. It is written that you might be sick one day and because of that you're going to donate sadaqah with the niyyah that Allah cures you. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala cured you. So that will also be written. Whether you're going to make dua or not, whether you're going to give sadaqah or not, that also will be written. So that's why we are always urged to make dua, to make sadaqah, and to visit our relatives, connect them always, because there are good results from these good deeds. But keep in mind that Allah does not change. If you have any questions about that, we can take it after the khutbah. And the proof to what we said is what Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu said, وَاللَّهُ لَمْ يَزَلْ وَلَا يَزَالْ بِأَسْمَائِهِ لَمْ يَحْدُثْ لَهُ إِسْمٌ وَلَا صِفَةٌ. Allah existed eternally and is existing now, and there is no change or development that occurs in His name or in His attribute. So that means Allah does not change. Neither His names nor His attributes change or develop. أي أن التغير والاختلاف في الأحوال يحدث في المخلوقين. That means, what he's saying is, it means that changes and development happens to the creations, not to Allah. Then he said, وقال أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه, فمن قال إنها, أي صفات الله, من قال أنها مخلوقة أو محدثة أو توقف فيها أو شك فيها فهو كافر بالله تعالى. أجارنا الله وإياكم. Then he added, Imam Abu Hanifa رضي الله عنه, who lived over 1,000 years ago, as you know, he said, and the one who says that his attributes are created, if any person, even if he was Muslim, he said that Allah's attributes are created, or his attributes change or have a beginning, or he doubted about that, are they created or not, do they change or not, he doubted about that, or he stopped, he hesitated, then that person is considered a blasphemer. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Who said this? Imam Abu Hanifa. Who made this takfir? Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu. Because what? By doing that or saying that, he made Allah similar to the creations. And the one who renders Allah similar to the creations is not a Muslim. We change, brothers. We change. You are now very knowledgeable. Tomorrow you might be less knowledgeable. You are now learning something new. Tomorrow you will learn something more and more and more. This change happens to the creations. Your knowledge increases and decreases when you start to forget. Right? This is the way the creation is. Allah cannot be like that. Because if you were to say his knowledge increases, that means he knew less at one point of time, less perfect, and now he's a little bit more perfect. A'udhu billah. That cannot be attributed to Allah. And if you said now he's less perfect, he forgot some things, that is also imperfection. That cannot be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in brief, Allah does not change. The will of Allah does not change whatsoever. We change. And the other proof to that, besides what Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu said, is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Muslim. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي ثَلَاثًا فَأَعْطَانِي ثِنْتَيْنِ وَمَنَعَنِي وَاحِدَةٍ. وفي رواية لمسلم أيضا قال, يا محمد إني إذا قضيت قضاء فإنه لا يرد, يعني لا يتغير. إذا الله تعالى شاء شيئا فإنه مشيئته لا تتغير سبحانه وتعالى. إذا كان أفضل البشر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب ثلاثة أشياء, دعا الله طلب ثلاثة أشياء, استجاب الله له ثنتين وردت واحدة, والجواب كان يا محمد إني إذا قضيت أمرا, إذا شاء الله شيئا فإنه لا يرد, أي الله لا يغير مشيئته, فردت الثالثة اللهم استجابها. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said in the hadith narrated by Muslim, so it is a صحيح hadith, he said, I asked Allah, my Lord, three things. Two were fulfilled, two of them were given to me, they were answered, but one was not. It was unanswered. It was not accepted. And then in another narration for Imam Muslim, he added, Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and that is a speech without a letter or a sound or a language, يا محمد, O Muhammad, if I will for something to be, it shall not change. If Allah will for some, that's what Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said. He said that Allah told him, O Muhammad, if Allah willed for something to be, it will not change. It will be. So the third thing that the Prophet asked for to happen did not happen. And he was not given that. He was not answered that. Why? Because Allah willed eternally that third matter is going to happen. No matter whoever made the dua. Even though it is the best of the creations, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hoped that it will not be, but Allah Ta'ala willed that it will be, so it will not change. فانظروا رحمكم الله كيف يحتاج المؤمن إلى العلم حتى في الدعاء يدعو. So pay attention, dear brothers. Even in the dua, if you want to make dua, you need to acquire the knowledge. How to make dua? To make sure that this dua that you are saying is correct. Without going for the knowledge, you might be doing something that is either haram or wrong. And in some cases, it could be very risky. That's why the person should acquire the knowledge and stick to the truth. No matter how hard it is. فأيها الأحبة أقبلوا على الطاعة في نهار نصف من شعبان وليلة وليله ولا تقصروا في استغلال هذه الفرصة العظيمة للثواب والتزود للآخرة فإن الأمر كما قيل الدنيا ساعة فاجعلها طاعة. So take advantage of your time in the day of the 15th of شعبان. And in its night, inshallah, we'll be holding a dhikr night, which will be on Monday night here. And on Tuesday, we will have an iftar, inshallah, also to commemorate this night, to revive it with dhikr. So bring your families to that, inshallah. Take advantage of the reward before it is too late. And it is, as one said, Dunya is like an hour. It's a very short time. Then make that hour, make that time in obedience to Allah. Allahumma ahfad lana deenana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina. Wa'allimna ma yanfa'una. وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. Ask Allah for forgiveness. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن الأئمة المهتدين وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم، فاتقوه واعلموا أن الله أمركم بأمر عظيم، أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم، فقال: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا، واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف، واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين، واشف مرضانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع البلاء والغلاء والمحنة عن المسلمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يثبكم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.